An update to the National Action Plan for Safeguarding Children in Agriculture, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Circumstances change, which is why the National Children's Center for Rural Agricultural Health and Safety in Marshfield, Wisconsin, updated a national action plan created in 1996. Center Director Andrea Swenson says the document was last revised in 2012.
Agriculture continues to change and progress, and we reviewed the plan and thought we needed to update as those changes happen. So we incorporated several new topics into the plan, such as automated agricultural production practices, new technologies, changing organizational and public policies, environmental exposures, and extreme weather.
Swenson says the revised plan has multiple goals, 7 in fact. However,
the main goal for the National Action Plan is to provide just an updated framework that protects the safety, health, and well-being of children who live, work, and visit farms and ranches in the United States. With this National Action Plan, we hope to create a roadmap for individuals and organizations to contribute both collectively and collaboratively towards achieving our main goals.
We'll drill down a little deeper into the revised action plan in tomorrow's show. Meanwhile, you can download a copy of it through the link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.